everyone. My name is Rose and I'm a Law Arts student at La Trobe University. I've been at La Trobe for 4 years total and I'm in my second year of law, so I still have quite a bit of study left to go. I recently got some really exciting news. I've been accepted into the exchange program at La Trobe, which means I'll be off to Glasgow Caledonian University in July. That one's in Scotland and I'll be there for a full academic year, so I'll get to do 2 semesters over there. So I'm really excited to receive that news. I'm also a little bit scared and daunted, but I'm sure it'll be a great experience. So with that in mind, I thought the blog that I'd bring you guys today would be about exchange and any tips that I can give you about how to apply, any confusion that may arise, I can help even that out for you, because it can be a bit of a confusing experience, but it's well worth it to finally get that news that you got in. So tip number one is research. Jump onto the La Trobe website and under students at the very bottom you'll be able to see an exchange link. On that web page is all the information you could possibly need to know about exchange. It's got deadlines about applications, what you're required to send in for an application. It's also got the different countries you can go to, the different universities you can study at, and the different requirements for those universities as well. So just read everything you possibly can on that exchange page and click every link possible. So tip number two, start making some decisions. Start thinking about what country you'd like to go to. You've got the Americas, Asia, UK, Canada on offer to you. So start researching those countries and then within that start looking at what universities you would like to go to. Look at what kind of criteria you want to fill. Do you want to go to a large a university in a large city? Do you want to go to a small town? Do you want to go somewhere near family who might live overseas? Different things like that. And then once you narrow it down to maybe 5 universities, start really in-depth researching them. What subjects do they offer? Extracurricular activities you might want to get involved in, those sorts of things. And that can be really helpful. Then start thinking about when you want to go. So you can start researching it a few years in advance before you actually want to go, but you need to kind of start planning it because there are some requirements to have at least another year left of study when you come back and you don't want to run out of time. Also, some courses mean you only can do your electives while studying overseas and you don't want to use up all your electives here at La Trobe and not be able to take those subjects overseas. So if you start trying to think ahead early and then planning when you want to go, that's really helpful. My last tip number three, is to start budgeting. Exchange can be quite expensive. You do get some grant money from La Trobe, which you'll be able to get some information on if you jump on that website. But there will be some costs involved for yourself, and you might as well do some travel on your own while you're over in that country. And the sooner you start budgeting and the sooner you start saving, the more money you'll have. So start writing it all down, have a look at when you want to go and what you should be saving per week. So I hope you found some of those handy hints and tips helpful. If you do have any other questions though, you should be able to get them answered on the exchange page. Also, if you email studyabroad@latrobe.edu.au, you'll be able to get a response back that'll give you faculty-specific information and put you in touch with the person that looks after the exchange students for your particular faculty. So they'll be able to give you some more information. Otherwise, thanks for listening to my blog. I hope it was entertaining enough. And the ones that I'll be bringing you in the future will be sometimes exchange orientated, and I'll also be taking you across to the other side of the world, to Scotland, and showing you a bit of Glasgow. So looking forward to doing that, and I'll see you next time. Thanks.